growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We are committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring a hope for you.
Welcome to another episode of the Victorious Voice Network. It's good to have you here. Still on our recap for the year 2022. Towards the middle of the year, we started a series on biblical teenagers and youth that fulfill purpose. You can see that this year was basically for us talking about purpose, fulfilling your God-given assignments and the likes. So we opportunity to study a few teenagers in the Bible, teenagers and youths, young adults in the Bible that fulfilled purpose, that they didn't just live life like it was just the norms, but they lived their life to make a difference. They didn't allow their age to be a barrier. They didn't look down on themselves as though they were young and they could not do anything. They could not impact life. They could not be a part of the move of God, in their generation. The first of them that we studied was Joseph. Joseph placed his life in God's hands. He allowed God to walk in and through him. And from the life of Joseph, we can learn that it is profitable to be obedient. It is profitable to submit to God, to be submissive to God. It is profitable and it paid off for Joseph. The next person we studied was Esther. So you would notice that we're moving from a male to a female, then another male, then another female. So we'll continue in that trend. Esther took a lead role where God has placed her. A lot of times God placed us in places that it is not just for us to be a figurehead. You are not in your department to be a figurehead. You are not in that community. You are not amidst those set of people to just be a figurehead. God has placed you there and you need to take a lead role. This is not about you becoming the head of department or the course rep or this or having a particular portfolio. But the fact that you are playing out the role, that the assignments that God has given you for you to be in that place. It could be praying for people. It could be sharing the word. Just have something in particular you are doing that distinguishes you and is making positive impact in the life of people around you. God arranged every beautiful detail of Esther's life for his glory, and he can do the same for you. The next person was the little maid of Israel. The little maid of Israel was instrumental in her master's healing. And that teaches us that you should be a solution provider wherever you find yourself. Still talking about how Esther was not just a figurehead. Provide solution. Be a part of the move of God everywhere you find yourself. The next person is the young lad with his meal. That young boy that was not lost in the crowd. He had something to offer. As little as it was, it was something that matters. The next person, Ruth. From the life of Ruth, we can learn that faithfulness and commitment are rewarding virtues. It pays to be faithful. It pays to be committed to whatever God has laid in our hands. And the last person, not the least, is Jonathan. Jonathan was courageous in the face of opposition. And a key thing about Jonathan is that he's a supportive friend. What kind of friend are you to people around you? Yes, that's a question to ask yourself. Are you a supportive friend? I trust that God will help us to live, to maximize our teenage, to maximize our youth age, to live for His glory in Jesus' name. For the next 2 weeks, we'll be rounding up the year and looking at how can we prepare for the new year and trusting God for how to live the new year 2023 the way God has proposed it for us. Thank you very much for listening. Do well to share with your friends. You can go back to listen to the episodes on the biblical teenagers and youths. You'll find the episodes below this particular one. Thank you for listening. Bye.